Your financial choices may discuss various financial-related topics and thus would like to offer the following disclosures. Lori Siebert is employed by Valley National Group, the Valley National Financial Advisors Group of Companies. Investments are offered through Valley National Investments Incorporated, member FINRA. We inform you that any federal tax, state tax, financial advice, or information contained in this communication is not intended to be personalized or specific in nature, or to be relied upon for your personal situation in any circumstance. The advice and information are not intended and cannot be used as a tax opinion letter, nor used for the purpose of avoiding tax-related penalties. For personalized advice specific to your own situation, we recommend that you consult your CPA, CFP, or attorney.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I'm a CPA, CFP, and AEP on the web at yourfinancialchoices.com. You can listen online each and every week at wdiy.org. That's especially helpful for folks who are outside of our listening area. Maybe you have family members or friends who are interested in learning more about their financial choices, and this is a great way to start. And we also have podcasts of prior shows on both of those websites as well. Today is August 16th, 2017. The markets were up today. The Dow closing at 22,024, the NASDAQ at 6345, and the S&P at 2468. Our topic tonight is long-term care options, but one option in particular that needs or warrants some additional review and information, and that is going to be information about Path Stones by Phoebe. So that's going to be interesting, especially for our folks in the Lehigh Valley who are very familiar with Phoebe. We are live tonight. We'll take your questions. Lori C is in the studio with us this evening. She'll answer your calls, take your information, and ask you to mute your radio so you can hear us without the delay and we can talk without confusion. We do discuss general financial planning topics and not specific investments. And while I typically have a topic each week, you can still ask questions off topic, and I'll do my best to answer them. The number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. If you're not comfortable talking on air, just give your question to Lori. She'll write it down and bring it into the studio. Email is also available at yourfinancialchoices.com. So as I mentioned, we're going to talk about Pathstones tonight. So I will be joined by a membership coordinator from Pathstones, Cindy Moser. As the membership coordinator, Cindy shares the Continuing Care at Home program concepts with prospective members, professionals, and the community. She enjoys celebrating the uniqueness of individuals and helping them explore their long-term retirement goals. Cindy earned her bachelor's degree from Cedar Crest College in Business Administration with a focus on marketing. She's also an Alzheimer's Foundation of America certified dementia care partner. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Lori. I really appreciate you inviting me to share Pathstones with your listeners.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And let me just, for the listening audience, I met Cindy at an estate planning council event. As some of you might be aware, I'm very involved with the Estate Planning Council of Lehigh Valley, which is a group of professionals from all aspects of what I would say is someone's financial life. It's made up of CFPs, CPAs, financial advisors, insurance agents, and attorneys. And we also, in the past few years, have invited some of our nonprofits to get involved as they impact our clients' well-being as well, and sometimes are involved in charitable giving and that type of thing. But long-term care is such an important element in estate planning, Cindy. So do you want to tell us any more about how you and got involved in this in particular? And then I want to hear about some of the long-term care. So first, anything else you want to add to that bio that I just read?
Well, I'm a new grandma.
Yay!
Yay! So that's very exciting. I am just thrilled to be a part of Phoebe Ministries, who's offering Pathstones by Phoebe, because so many people want to remain in their home as they age, and our program actually empowers them to do that. And it helps them retain their independence and live the quality of life they want to, and we just partner with them to care for them throughout their life. And to me, that is so meaningful. I was a caregiver with my sister and my brother for my dad for over 6 years. Mm. So I understand the caregiver's shoes. And if this is not your focus, which, let's face it, if you're helping a parent, it's not your focus. Mm-hmm. So you learn a whole lot really fast. And Pathstones is there to assist you and your family, if necessary, through decision making. And, you know, we provide a lot of guidance and resource for a time that is very new to a lot of people, right, unventured territory.
Right. I can't wait to hear more about it. So as I was thinking about this, I realized so many people, more and more people, they want to turn to long-term care options, but they're finding they're more limited now because over the, you know, past, I don't know, couple decades maybe, long-term care kind of was on the rise, and then insurance companies found it was maybe too much for them, and some of them started getting out of the business. So people aren't always having the same options that they had before. Some of that has evolved. Some insurance providers now combine life insurance with a long-term care option, but that might not meet all of someone's needs as well. So I thought this was really kind of a very interesting concept. And what really intrigued me in particular when I heard about Pathstones was that Phoebe was behind it. So let's talk about what that looks like. You just kind of gave us the flavor of it. So before our first break, give me a little bit more about what this choice means. You said it's in-home care. It's people who want to remain independent. But what is Pathstones?
So Pathstones is an innovative choice for long-term care in your home. Most adults really want to remain independent and stay in the comfort and familiarity of their own home that they love, and they don't really want to rely on their children or put the decision, if they need to go into a nursing home, to put that guilt in some cases, right, on their children or that decision on their family. So Pathstones is a membership-based program, and our members have access to a range of benefits throughout their lifetime to empower them to remain in their home. And then as their needs change, we provide them the services needed that they can age in place in their home. So our members and their families then also gain the security knowing that these services will be provided when they're needed, as long as they're needed, so that the members can be as well as possible and maintain their independence. And then they also have financial protection against the rising cost of long-term care and, again, empower them to age in place. And Phoebe Ministries is just really proud to take its legacy of care. We've been providing care over 114 years to seniors, so now we can take it into the community. Before, until you came to one of our facilities, we couldn't really help you. So now we can take Pathstones into the community, and we're really, really thrilled about that.
Well, it's very interesting because I know when I, you know, I'm from Michigan originally, and when I first came to the Lehigh Valley, people would say, well, they're in Phoebe. And people would just kind of know what that meant. So this was really intriguing. So let's talk about Phoebe for a minute if we can, because so many people are familiar with it. There may be people in our listening audience who aren't. So how is Phoebe involved in all of this?
So Pathstones by Phoebe is a wholly owned subsidiary of Phoebe Ministries. And Phoebe Ministries is renowned in the Lehigh Valley for its tradition of excellence in senior care. And we also have many, many awards and accolades for our excellence in dementia care, which speaks magnitudes as far as I'm concerned. So what Pathstones does is we take the best aspects of long-term care and continuing care retirement community, or a CCRC, and then private care management, and we just commingle them all together in this services for our members. And Phoebe Ministries, again, you know, we've been providing services over 114 years. Annually, we help over 3,500 seniors. And if it weren't for our dedicated staff of 1,200 people, as well as countless volunteers, and they're so loyal and dedicated, we're very fortunate. But the best part is we have all this experience in caring for our elders. So now we can take it into people's homes and really make a difference in a lot of lives.
Well, we're going to come up on our first break, but I'm curious, maybe when we come back from that, I would like to know who started this idea. Where did the concept come from? Because I love innovative people, and and how that evolved a little bit. And it's the first time I actually heard about volunteers as well, so I'd like to hear if we have time to talk a little bit about when you said there's volunteers, because we have listeners who may be interested also in getting involved in different community projects. And if Phoebe needs volunteers, I'd like to throw that out there as well.
Thank you. That'd be great.
Okay, so we're coming up on our first break. Folks, if you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. You can ask questions live on air or off air. And we're talking with Cindy Moser, who is a membership coordinator with Pathstones by Phoebe, which is a long-term care option for folks, something kind of new. So I thought it was worthwhile talking about tonight. We'll be back in just a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including fee-based asset management. It all starts with personal goals and an understanding of risk tolerance, investment objectives, and the markets. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
Do you have a car that you're trading in? How about an old truck or boat that's taking up space? Let WDIY help you get rid of unwanted vehicles and turn them into financial support for the station. It's a simple and easy process. We handle all the towing, title, and transfer, and you receive a tax deduction. Turn your vehicle into the programs you love on WDIY. To learn more, visit WDIY.org or call 610-694-8100, extension 7.
Okay, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. This is your host, Lori Siebert. I have in the studio with me this evening Cindy Moser, who is the membership coordinator for Pathstones by Phoebe, which is a long-term care option. And that's probably not the best description, and we're going to get into it a little bit more. But Cindy's been sharing with us this innovative program that Phoebe was probably behind. So I want to hear about how that evolved. You also said that Phoebe, we're talking about Phoebe Ministries for a minute, that they also have a workforce of 1,200 with lots of volunteers as well.
Absolutely.
So a couple things. Volunteers, I want to talk about that for a minute, and then I want to talk about who had this innovative idea, and then I want to talk about what it really is, that kind of in-home care concept and bringing all of these three pieces together. So tell me about volunteers.
If anyone is interested in volunteering in any one of our facilities, it's often referred to as a CCRC or a continuing care at home retirement community. I'm sorry, a continuing care retirement community. We have a lot of acronyms.
Yeah.
Feel free to call our main number and speak to the receptionist, who will be happy to connect you with community life. There's all different types of volunteering to be done. We'll have bingo raffles. There's a basket social coming up in October. There's a music ministry. It's so diverse. There's so many things.
Just probably visiting with patients,
absolutely.
Maybe?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's great. I'd like to hear about that. Okay, and then now let's talk about who had this innovative idea.
I wish I could say me. So unfortunately, it was not me, but I'm thrilled to be a part of it. Yeah. So here's the evolution of the program a little bit. About 35 plus years ago, the Pew Charitable Trust and Robert Wood Johnson Foundations got together and did a think tank, because they said, we're going to have a real problem in a couple decades, because today 10,000 people turn 65, right? So what are we going to do with all these baby boomers as they age? So this was the model that came out of that think tank.
Huh?
So a few people have adopted, a few people meaning a few organizations, and usually continuing care at home program stems from an existing continuing care retirement community, because it makes sense in the event, yes, we want to keep you well and at home, but if something happens that you can't stay home and you do need to move into a facility, then it's an easy transition into hopefully our facility. With our particular program, with Pathstones, you do not have to move into Phoebe, although we would love you to, and there would be benefits of you proceeding that way. But we like to give our members choices. Right. We all like choices.
Right.
So we're trying to keep things as open as possible as we can. But also, again, honor your lifestyle and give you choices.
Okay, so someone might have said, hey, I love the concept and idea of moving into a facility that would offer me an apartment and certain community functions and meeting people and things like that and having some care if needed. And then if I needed to move into assisted living, that facility provides that. But hey, I don't want to give up my house. I don't want to do that yet. So while it could look attractive, people might sink their feet into the sand, hang on to the doorknob, and not want to leave their house. So this is where this kind of stemmed from. So hey, mm-hmm. folks, now you can kind of stay in your home, but you're still going to get some of those services that we otherwise would have provided. So you said you use a lot of acronyms. So the acronym Continuing Care at Home. So can you provide a little history about that model?
Sure. So that is the model that we are using for our members is exactly that, that you remain in your home, an age in place, and services are brought into you. Our most popular plan, we have several plans, is one that also provides you coverage in a personal care or in a skilled nursing facility. So in the event you should develop Alzheimer's or maybe have a stroke and really need that skilled care, and it's just not appropriate for you to remain in your home anymore, we would pay up to our daily benefit for that particular skilled nursing facility or personal care. When we talked about acronyms, you might hear in our arena of industry, I should say, a CCRC, which is a continuing care retirement community, which is exactly what you described, how you move into independent living, an apartment or a cottage or something of that nature. And then if your needs change, yes, then you'll be in personal care or skilled nursing. But the idea is that you're in the same campus community, so you're familiar with your surroundings. Some people refer to Pathstones and a continuing care at home program as a CCRC without walls.
Oh,
so you kind of actually struck on that, right, without even, you know, really going into it. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Because folks are still coming and going as they please.
So are you seeing this across the country, this kind of program? I think the CCRC, the Continuing Care, the Retirement Community, we've seen for a while.
Correct.
But the Continuing Care at Home, not as much.
That's correct. So the Continuing Care at Home model, there's 31 across the country. We're the fourth in Pennsylvania. There's one in Pittsburgh, one near Philadelphia, one in Lancaster, and now us. So we're actually in Lehigh, Northampton, Berks, and Upper Bucks counties.
Okay. So, and the Lehigh Valley is a growing population and in need of something like this. So what are the goals of the Continuing Care at Home program? What kind of goals do you have for this?
Our goals are really to help our members stay independent, well, and healthy so that they can stay in their home, because that's what they mostly want, right? We all do. Like, think about if you go to the hospital, what's the first thing you say? I can't wait to go home.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what's important to them. And they want to be around their collections and just the familiarity and comfort of home.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want folks to have to rely on others for their caregiving or their care coordination, because that in itself is a big job.
Yeah, it is. We're going through something like this with my brother-in-law right now. So
right?
It's a big job.
It is. And if you're not familiar with it, you don't know where to turn. So we are there to help you through that, you and your family transition as necessary.
Well, and there's probably people with no families that really could use that, because it can be overwhelming.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We do have several single members, and they are thrilled because they know that they're not going to fall through the gaps and there will be someone watching over them and looking out for them.
Mm-hmm.
So that is incredibly critical and important. So we're here to protect and preserve folks' assets as well as have a plan in place. Because if you don't have a plan in place, a lot of times you make a decision and you start going down a path that a lot of times is not reversible. So it's very important to have that plan in place. The most important goal is that we promise to care for you for a lifetime. So we're going to partner with you in your wellness and in your care for life. And that's very important to us.
And knowing that Phoebe's been around for 114 years, you said, mm-hmm. then that's a little bit added security, knowing it's obviously a model that's been working.
Exactly.
For a while.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I want to talk about, you've mentioned membership, so I want to talk about what that means, but we're coming up on our next break. Folks, if you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. And we're talking about what we're calling continuing care at home, which is like a long-term care option. And we're going to talk about the details of that as we go through the show. To me, this seemed like a new concept. You said there's like 30-something in the country, four in Pennsylvania, but that's still fairly new. And Phoebe's been around for 114 years, but this concept is fairly new. So I want to talk more about what a membership means. When we come back, we will continue our conversation with Cindy Moser of Pathstones by Phoebe. Back in just a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including income tax preparation for individuals, businesses, estates, and trusts. Tax preparation involves more than putting numbers on a return. It requires planning. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
American folk music offers a variegated pattern of performers and styles. I'm Tom Druckenmiller, your host for In the Tradition. Together, we'll trace the roots and branches of American folk music from the earliest recordings and performers through today's talented players. In the Tradition, Wednesday evening from 7 to 9 p.m. on WDIY 88.1 FM and WDIY.org. WDIY, Lehigh Valley's community NPR station.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices, which we try to cover each week. Financial choices that you have, which could go across all the spectrum of your financial life. And in particular, when we talk about the aspects of risk management, which is insurance as one of the elements of your financial life, similar to taxes, investments, cash flow, retirement planning, estate planning. Risk management is managing risk, and that element needs attention, whether it's looking at your auto insurance, your homeowner's insurance, life insurance, and a piece of that is long-term care. And my experience has been when working with clients and doing financial planning, they seem to react based on their own experiences. So when I see families who have experienced long-term care needs of family members, whether it's stroke, heart attack, some disability, and or Alzheimer's, dementia type of impact in their life, then they are the ones who are really interested in long-term care. But long-term care can happen to any of us. We can't always predict when we might have an accident, when we might be the one who has the heart attack or the stroke based on a completely different lifestyle than our parents may have had. So long-term care is something that is worthwhile looking at, paying attention to your own health, longevity experiences, and also family members who may or may not be there for you, because sometimes we have, you know, folks who ended up not getting married or got divorced, didn't have children. And this could be very, very important to have an advocate for you in your long-term care. And we are not just talking, I think what you're going to learn as we go through the show, we are not talking about just long-term care when you're in a nursing home. And this, what do I want to call it? This concept is about your care. I like to say it is about your care, not just your long-term care, your care when you want to stay healthy, you want to stay in your home. And we have advocates who are going to help you hopefully do that, because we know you probably stay healthier the longer you stay in your home. We're talking with Cindy Moser, who is a membership coordinator for Pathstones by Phoebe. And, you know, Cindy, I just want to say sometimes these shows, I worry people will think I'm doing advertising for you, or I'm it's like a commercial, and we don't have that here. This show is for education. It's an educational show. And when I heard about this, I was really intrigued by it, And that's why I invited you. That's why you're here. And I think it's worthwhile information to share with our listeners. So we're talking about continuing care at home. And this PathStones is a membership. To me, how I have to put it in my brain is an option to a long-term care kind of policy. So you can let me know if I'm going on the right path. And what does it mean to be a member? You're not buying a long-term care policy, but you're buying a membership into PathStones. So tell me what that looks like.
So a PathStones membership is more comprehensive than a long-term care insurance policy. A PathStones membership is a life care plan. We're partnering with you for life, no matter what age you become a member, and we're following the path. Whatever happens in your health throughout your lifetime, we're going to be there to help you and assist. What we'll provide is home-based care. That can include a certified aide who's going to come and help you with activities of daily living, or ADLs. Those are things like ambulating, transferring, toileting, bathing, dressing, and eating. A lot of times, your long-term care insurance policy, if you have one, doesn't go into effect until you need assistance with at least two of the activities of daily living. With our program, we help you with just one activity of daily living deficiency. You contact the wellness coordinator and explain what's going on. So let's say you were out shopping and you didn't see a divot in the road or something, you know, going to your car, and you tripped and let's say you fractured your ankle, and the doctor says to you, you're going to be off that foot for at least a week. You would call the wellness coordinator and explain what happened. We would have services to come in to help you dress and bathe if necessary, but also to help you do some cooking, some laundry, light housekeeping, so that you're still maintaining your wellness and your independence. Again, the activities and services you would need would be filtered through our wellness coordinator, mm-hmm. and the appropriate level of services would be provided. Now, what happens if right now you are well and healthy, which is what we really need you to be, so we know what your baseline is, what your normal is, so we can help support that. But what happens if something changes and you need personal care? Maybe you're starting to forget to take your medications. Maybe all of a sudden your house has become too much, the neighborhood's changed, it's just time to move. If you go to personal care, facility-based care is also included in a PathStones membership. Also, a skilled nursing facility, that would also be included. The wellness coordinator is a really crucial and integral part of being a member. The wellness coordinator helps you with advocacy. And you never know if you're going to the doctor or an emergency room, and you might need an advocate, and we're absolutely there to help you. For emergencies, we are available 24/7, and we're local. So it's not like, you know, you're calling an 800 mm-hmm. number wondering who you're going to get on the other line. We get personal. We really get to know our members. In fact, we become like extended members of the family, and we honor that and are very proud to be selected as, you know, part of their family, actually.
Well, you had said that you let you become a member. People are healthy mm-hmm. when they become a member.
Right.
There might be different degrees of healthy, but for the most part, you're not talking about someone who already needs care. They have to be healthy because the goal is to keep them healthy, too. So they come in healthy, and you do like an assessment to get a baseline. I just want to throw in something that you and I were talking about before the show, which I found, you know, interesting. A piece of this is that someone's coming in healthy, but and maybe they become part of your program and they're there for a year, they're doing well, and based on that baseline, you see something that seems a little off. You continue to stay engaged with this person. You might see something before they see it, or even before a family member sees it, who the family member might be in California, and you can alert them to this and be the advocate for them to get them to the doctor or
absolutely
whatever. So it could be I want to just make sure people understand it's not just nursing care.
Exactly. Exactly. It is not just nursing care. In fact, a lot of folks will start utilizing other membership benefits long before they would use care services.
Okay. And I saw you had a note, something about events and activities. What would that be?
So we want you to remain engaged. By staying in your home, sometimes it can be isolating. We want you to remain engaged in life. If you moved to a continuing care retirement community, there'd be activities and events going on. So we offer events and activities. Quarterly, we have member meetings, plus every month we have member events.
Oh, cool.
So we're keeping folks engaged. We find that most of our members really enjoy the arts and music,
yeah.
So it's perfect. Maybe one day we can do a little trip here, check out the studio and stuff.
Oh, cool.
Maybe. I don't know.
So that's nice. And then they're engaged with other people, and
absolutely,
they can make new friends if they haven't made them before. But then that also then would, if you think about it, that could also alert your wellness coordinator to any signs of changes, whether they can physically get out or not, whether they're engaging and conversing properly, hearing, seeing, all of that.
Exactly.
So this is really cool stuff. Folks, we are talking with Cindy Moser, the membership coordinator of Pathstones by Phoebe. We're talking about continuing care at home and a membership in Pathstones and what that entails. And we're going to talk a little bit more about what that membership looks like when we come back. Phone number is 610-758-8810. If you have questions live, on air, or off air, whatever you're more comfortable doing, 610-758-8810. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services for more than 25 years, including estate planning and tax preparation, especially for Pennsylvania and New Jersey residents subject to state inheritance tax reporting. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
This is WDIY. It's 6:30. Your current temperature is 84. Tonight, clear with a low around 61. Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 84. Thursday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 71. And Friday, patchy fog before 8 a.m., otherwise cloudy with a high near 85. And now, back to your financial choices with Lori Siebert.
Thank you, Shandi. Welcome back to the show. I have Cindy Moser, membership coordinator with Pathstones by Phoebe. We're talking about continuing care at home. Cindy, can you talk to me now? So we've talked about the membership, what it means, kind of helping people stay in their home, helping keeping them healthy, which I love that part, which is a great incentive for Phoebe and Pathstones to keep people healthy too. So it's a win-win, right?
Exactly.
Let's talk about what the membership looks like.
Okay. So a membership in Pathstones is, well, Pathstones is a membership-based program. You would pay a one-time membership fee and an ongoing monthly fee. The membership fee is based on your age and the plan that you select. The monthly fee is based on the plan that you select solely. Now, some of our members have long-term care insurance policies, and they want to retain them. So what we do is we fill in the benefit information, and if they want to retain their long-term care insurance policy, we can marry it with our Pathstones membership. Mm-hmm. And then what they do is receive a monthly discount.
Okay.
So those with long-term care insurance policies have a little bit more decision-making to do, but...
Right, but it doesn't have to be a one or, I already have long-term care.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly, because most long-term care insurance policies require those two or three ADL deficiencies before they take effect. So Pathstones is in there helping you long before your policy will ever take effect and meet the elimination period, too.
And some long-term care policies don't offer in-home care coverage as well.
That's correct.
Okay, so there's a membership... An initial membership fee based on age and what did you say?
The plan
that
selected.
They select.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what else do people need to know? Oh, and then the monthly fee after that.
Mm-hmm. Then there'd be an ongoing monthly fee. And then we take care of that member for the rest of their life. We oversee them.
Okay.
Care for life.
Maybe we can get some information on those fees. But first, let's talk about what typical long-term care costs look like.
You know, we do seminars, educational seminars in the community, and a lot of folks are there on fact-finding missions and learn to hear more about Pathstones and understand what it is. But a lot of times they really don't know how much long-term care in a facility costs. So I looked up some information, and this is based on the Lehigh Valley area in Genworth. I went to genworth.com. This was on the Care Scout survey, and this is as of April 2016. The cost for a semi-private skilled nursing home in the Lehigh Valley area is currently over $10,000 a month.
Mm-hmm.
So annually, that's over $125,000. Statistically, the average length is 3 years in a nursing home. So, you know, when you do the math, it gets pretty daunting.
And a lot of people think that their health insurance is going to cover it, and they don't realize it does not.
Exactly. That's exactly true. Now, if you don't need that level of skilled care, perhaps just a personal care or assisted living situation, that's usually about $3,800 a month. So it's over $45,000 annually then, you know, for personal care too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks will say, that's great. So I'll stay home, but I'm going to pay out of pocket. Usually agencies that will come to help you require a 4-hour minimum. So that's kind of important to keep in mind. So if you had, let's say, even 6.5 hours a day worth of services coming in, so that would be 44 hours a month, you would be looking at over $4,000 a month and almost $50,000 a year. So let's say a lot of times the difference between someone moving out of their home and going into facility could be a live-in companion, right?
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. If you're looking at a live-in companion, that's well over $125,000 a year. So when you look at all these things statistically, I mean, like when you just add up the dollars and cents, Pathstone's really, to me, has made a lot of sense. Absolutely. Genworth also estimates that in 2026, the cost of skilled nursing care will be over $168,000 a year.
Wow.
So now if you take that by 3 years, that's over $500,000. And that's what people need to really be thinking about and prepared with.
So back to your comment earlier about kind of how this all evolved, the Pew Foundation and the Robert Woods Foundation, or the Pew Research, mm-hmm. got together and did this study back 25 years ago or whenever,
like,
it was.
35.
Oh, 35 years ago, mm-hmm. and said, hey, we're going to have a problem. And we're still seeing not only that we're going to have more people needing the care, but the costs are escalating as well.
Absolutely.
So with an average length of 3 years, we're talking about a lot of money. So when I hear these kinds of numbers, being a tax person, I also think, oh, tax deduction and tax planning, because the long-term care expenses can be considered a medical deduction, a medical expense. And I will tell you, I do see some of these big numbers. There are some very big numbers. So Pathstones, this membership, does this also qualify as medical expenses and that we get a deduction and that type of thing?
Yes, definitely. In fact, 100% of your membership fee is considered a prepaid medical expense. A percentage of your monthly fee is also considered a prepaid medical expense. And it's a reasonably high amount.
Okay.
Each year, our members receive a letter from management indicating what that amount is so that it can be used for taxes.
Okay. Similar to when people are in personal care facilities, sometimes the facility will give a letter saying that a portion might be considered medical expenses depending on the level of care that they're getting.
Yes.
So what else would be important for people to know? You mentioned, okay, so we know that the membership fee and part of the monthly fee could be considered a prepaid medical expense, which would be a tax deduction. You said sometimes people can complement a long-term care policy that they already have with this, and one of the reasons to consider that might be if they have one activity of daily living that they cannot perform, whereas long-term care would only kick in if there's two activities of daily living. Long-term care policies sometimes are for individuals. There are certain iterations of long-term care where people can get it for a husband and wife. What about Pathstones? Can you get something if it's husband and wife? Do you have something?
Each member has their own individual agreement. So mm-hmm. they each have their own separate agreement similar to a long-term care insurance policy, that they would have their separate agreement. But what we do is we provide a discount for two or more people residing at the same residence who are members. So they would get a 5% discount on their membership fee and a 5% discount on their monthly fee.
Okay.
Ongoing.
Okay. And how is Pass-Throughs different from a long-term care policy? Other than the activities of daily living, are there any other differences that people need to pay attention to?
Absolutely.
Or be aware of?
Sure. A big difference is a daily benefit. Most of the policies that we see, a daily benefit is usually around $100 a day, and there's usually a limit of 2, 3, 4 years. With our program, our most popular plan is our Platinum plan, and that gives you a daily benefit of $378 a day. Now, when we looked at what costs were for nursing home care, that's our goal, is for our members to not have to pay out of pocket should they need the skilled nursing.
Okay.
We can also provide a lot of services for our members for $378 a day in their home.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we can provide live-in companion for that amount.
Oh, okay.
So what we also do is we help by understanding what the cost of care is. See, a lot of times when you have long-term care insurance policy, you get the premium for that $100 for, let's say, 3 years. But your premium would keep going up, and you'd still get that $100 benefit.
Right.
Daily benefit. What we do is we look at the cost of care for skilled nursing and say, oh, well, there was an increase. And what would happen is your monthly fee may increase, but your daily benefit also would increase.
Mm-hmm.
So we recently had an increase on the monthly fee of, it turned out to be about $200 annually, but the benefit was $2,500 to our members in services.
Okay.
So that's, we're trying to be in front of the inflation curve.
Right.
And really address what the cost of care is. And truly our goal is to not have our members have to pay out of pocket.
Right. And you mentioned that there were different plans. So you just said that there was a Platinum plan. So can you tell me, first of all, what different plans might mean, but how does someone navigate that? Do you help someone decide what would work best for their circumstances?
Absolutely. We have 5 different plans. One of our plans provides $100 a day for home care services only. When we were in Berks County, actually, we saw a lot of policies that were only for facility-based care, not for home care.
Mm-hmm.
And their goal was to stay home, and they wanted something. So we had created that plan. So that addressed that need. A lot of times, too, when someone's younger, they might want to enter the program at a plan like that to become established and get to know the program and the wellness coordinator and how it would work. Maybe 5 years later, they say, okay, now that, I'm stayed healthy and I know what the program is all about, I think I'm going to become a Platinum member. All they would do is submit an application again for their medical application and their financial application, and we'd know, their medical condition and so on, as long as they would, pass muster, shall I say.
Right.
They would absolutely be able to just pay the difference between what they paid going in and what the current rate was for that plan.
Okay. Is there any way to get out of the plan?
Actually, there is. If someone decides that they choose to terminate their agreement.
Let's say they decide to move to California with their
Well, they don't have to terminate.
Daughter.
That's the best part.
So I had a great question.
You did have a great question. Well, what happens is after 1 year of being a member in the 4-county area, should you move to California, what we'll do is we'll find a wellness coordinator for you in California because we want personal eyes on you. They will be the liaison to us because they know who the good nursing homes are. They know who the good agencies are to deal with, right? So we will have that person work with you in your new home. We're helping you wherever you call home.
Okay, very good. Can you talk about the rate? Now, wait, we're coming up on our last break, so I want to push this to after our break because I want to talk about what the rates look like. We were talking about the overall cost of long-term care and what that's looking like. And again, to my point of people aren't always finding the long-term care policies like they used to because fewer companies are offering them. And I just think it's interesting that organization like Phoebe Ministries came up with this because it almost seems like a natural kind of segue into this. And I am surprised we hadn't already heard of these or seen these before. So we probably are going to start seeing more possibly, but you also want to make sure that you have the reputation behind the organizations that are offering it. And I'm imagining that Phoebe probably has their own kind of insurance to cover themselves for this type of service that they're providing in the event that something should happen. Folks, we are talking with Cindy Moser, the member coordinator at Pathstones by Phoebe. We're talking about an alternative solution, I would say, to long-term care and for in-home care, basically. If you have questions, the phone number is 610-758-8810. That's 610-758-8810. I'm loving the conversation. I love learning, and this is great, and I love learning more about it. Thanks. If you have questions, 610-758-8810. Back in a minute.
WDIY thanks its members and Valley National Financial Advisors, offering a broad spectrum of financial services including portfolio management, tax return preparation, and financial planning for the accumulation years, retirement years, and estate distribution. On the web at valleynationalgroup.com or 610-868-9000.
In 2017, WDIY is celebrating 22 years on the air. If you listen to WDIY, support the station by becoming a member today. Members are our most reliable source of support. We couldn't be here without you. To become a member, visit wdiy.org or call 610-694-8100. WDIY, serving the Lehigh Valley and beyond.
Welcome back to the show. This is your host, Lori Siebert. You're listening to Your Financial Choices. That's what we talk about, your financial choices. And as I say at the end of every show, be proactive, not reactive. This is one of those circumstances where we want you to be proactive when you're considering long-term care options as part of your risk management, what long-term care options are out there. And we're introducing one of those concepts tonight, and that is Pathstones by Phoebe. Phoebe, for people in the Lehigh Valley, very familiar with Phoebe Ministries and their apartments and long-term care facilities. They have volunteer opportunities available as well. But this program, quite innovative, Pathstones, which offers continuing care at home, and the acronym CCAH. So I'm blazing this in my brain. We're talking with Cindy Moser, membership coordinator. Folks, we still have time if you have questions live on air or off air, 610-758-8810, 610-758-8810. I understand this is kind of a bit of a newer concept. So for listeners, you know, sometimes people listen and they think, well, that might not apply to me, but it could apply to you tomorrow. My 53-year-old brother-in-law, terminal cancer. It's too late for him maybe, but this is why when I talk about being proactive versus reactive, you never know when this is going to hit. And I think in our 50s is the time that people need to think about this if it's an option. Is there an age minimum, Cindy? Like it once you're 65 or older, is this out of luck?
No, absolutely not. 55. Okay.
55 is, they have to be at 55, and they could get into the program then, but up till age 65, 70?
Beyond. 90 and beyond.
Oh, holy moly. Yeah. So it's all about the baseline and the health profile.
It absolutely is. It is.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about if you can give kind of a range of membership fees, because I know that you said that the membership depends on the plan that someone chooses and their age. Can you give us a framework?
Sure. Membership fees range from about $30,000 to maybe about $64,000. And so if you're 55 and you select a Sterling plan, which is our home care only plan, or you're 90 and you select our Platinum plan, you'd be looking at $64,000.
Okay, mm-hmm. Which is, you know, 90, you might think they would need exactly. The care sooner.
Sure. So. Well, you know, a lot of things... often we hear at seminars, I'm good, I have longevity on my side. You know what? Folks aren't really thinking about the fact with longevity also comes the great possibility of developing dementia,
right?
Which would be even more costly for mm-hmm. your care. Mm-hmm. You know?
Well, and you know what I think sometimes people forget about too is as people get older, you hear cases of where someone wasn't drinking proper, you know, they weren't hydrating. Mm-hmm. Then they don't hydrate, then they end up with a urinary tract infection, then they end up in the hospital, and people think they have dementia, and all kinds of crazy things happen, and then they may get medicated, and it can just spiral out of control and go down a wrong path, when in fact maybe all they needed was someone with their eyes on them, kind of watching and seeing, does this seem normal behavior or not? And that's what your wellness coordinator would do. Do they sure. set up a regular, as long as someone's healthy and well, is it an annual kind of meeting? Is it a monthly check-in? How does your wellness coordinator check in with people?
That is a great question, Laurie. We check in a minimum of every quarter with our member. Now, if something's happened that they've been hospitalized or had an issue going on, we will check in with them more frequently, of course, based on what their wishes are. Mm-hmm. Now, our members are out and about and traveling, and you know, we have members that are in New Hampshire right now, and they won't be back till October. So they had to let us know, hey, if you check in, you're going to have to use our away address and stuff, you know, or call us or email. So they're mobile. They are on the move, and we're really glad. And we want to keep them that way, but we are absolutely staying in contact with them. You know, one of our members' daughters called the wellness coordinator recently and said, you know, since my dad's back from visiting my brother, he seems like he's a little sad or depressed. Could you check in on him? And the wellness coordinator absolutely called that day and spoke with him. The next day, she was at the home speaking with him and doing a depression screening to,
yeah. mm-hmm.
That's what makes a difference in our program. That we won't let you fall through the cracks.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you know what, too? Sometimes I think when you know you're going to be accountable to someone, you are going to be answerable. So yeah. your people who are in New Hampshire, you know, they're excited, but they feel good. But if you know someone's going to check on you, like Weight Watchers, when they check your weight, it's, all yes. of a sudden, you know, you better be engaged. Because if they ask you, oh, have you gone out? Are you seeing people? Have you been to the doctor? All of a sudden, you're going to start taking care of those things.
Absolutely. That is absolutely true. In fact, I had a conversation with someone about that recently. He's a single guy, he's a widow, and he said, yeah, I'm doing okay, but I think I do need somebody checking in to verify.
Yeah, it's fun. So we have this membership fee range. It could be $30,000 to $64,000, again depending on, but 55 year old or a 90 year old. And then you have ongoing monthly fees that people will have. And to the extent someone needs extensive coverage, there's some element of a daily benefit that is given to for that coverage if they're in the nursing home, if they end up going into a nursing home, which might not be the goal, but if they ended up doing that, mm-hmm. it has that element of long-term care where you're giving a daily benefit, right?
Exactly.
And that's where Pathstones was trying to keep up with it. Tell me, what else do you want to share with us? What else are you guys passionate about? Because we have about 7 minutes left. And so I just want you to have time to kind of tell me why you are so passionate about this.
I'm personally passionate about Pathstones because as a caregiver for my dad, one of the many times he was in and out of the hospital, he was in a semi-private room. And one of us would visit him every day. And one of the times I was there, he said to me, come here, in a very hushed voice. He said, I've been here 4 days and one of you comes every day. You know what's going on with me. No one's come to see my roommate. Who's checking on him?
Oh, that's so sad.
It is so sad, but it's a reality. And this was in like 2005 when my dad and I would have had this conversation. You know, you never know the shoes you walk in and why.
Right.
So that one moment in time was indelible when I think about what this program provides for our members, because it gives them peace of mind that we're going to be there checking on them, knowing what's going on, and advocating for them. When you're, you know, going to be admitted to the hospital, they're also doing your discharge planning almost at the same time. our wellness coordinator will go to the care navigation meetings on your behalf and know what's going on. You'll know about, you know, oh, they're going to discharge you Thursday. Well, we'll have a plan of where to go, not that you or your family gets upset or your family has to take off and find out what bed's available and where, because that's all new to them.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in those shoes a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. What if someone ended up having something like cancer mm-hmm. and had to go to chemotherapy treatment mm-hmm. and they had no family member around? Do you help coordinate the transportation of that patient?
Most definitely. We could absolutely coordinate transportation. There are certain areas covered under membership where we would provide that medically necessary transportation. Basically, if your doctor would say to you, you need someone to drive you home from this procedure, you call the wellness coordinator. So colonoscopy, call the wellness coordinator. If you have cataract surgery, it's a perfect example where we would provide someone to take you there. Also, they would stay there during the procedure, make sure you're okay. If it was necessary to pick up drops or medications, get them on the way home, get you home and settled, and even help you with those drops for the first time. That's all included under your membership.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So not a requirement. So if family members want to stay involved and stay connected, they absolutely can.
Absolutely.
But this is a great option, I think, especially for families who have their, you know, sons and daughters who are outside the area. I come from a family of six kids. My mother's in Michigan. We've been very, very fortunate that I have two brothers who live 1/2 hour on each side of her. But they're there to kind of take care of a lot of different things. But there are a lot of family members who don't
it's
have
like
that.
Absolutely true. And we're really proud and honored to step in as that family member. And provide the assistance that is so needed.
Okay. So Pathstones helps with that caregiving. The wellness coordinator is doing a lot of that, but not always the care. They're coordinating that care. So we talked a bit about when someone's healthy, maybe they don't need that care. Tell me about that part of the program again, about when someone's healthy. You're still staying in touch. You're very attuned to that baseline. And
we are attuned to a baseline. In fact, when someone becomes a member, we do an assessment to get that baseline. Every year, an annual assessment is done. So we're looking at the difference between each year. We're very concerned that you keep your legs strong because you don't want to fall.
Right.
So if you see a difference in mobility or leg strength or how many times you step up or can kick,
right,
we're going to talk about that and say, well, maybe it's time we maybe talk to the doctor and get some PT going on here or create an exercise program to strengthen your legs. It's quite amazing how competitive our members have become just with that one assessment. So husbands and wife become very competitive between themselves. But it's really great for people that are, you know, looking to stay well and healthy. Most of our members are walking daily, jogging, biking, on a treadmill. So, yeah.
Well, because they know they're going to get measured on that, too.
Exactly.
I had a back issue a few years ago. I had a herniated disc, got surgery, everything's well. But I try to go to exercise twice a week. And I was just talking with my trainer who talked about how important it was that we maintain the strength in our hips, because that is supporting our back, and then it keeps us from falling, keep those legs strong and that type of thing. Cindy, we have about, you have about another minute and a half, and so let's tell folks, how do they find more information? Because one thing I know, when I met you at the Estate Planning Council, you had these great packets, Pathstones, with lots of great literature in it. Do you have a website? How do people get more information? How do they find you?
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Laurie. It's best to give us a call at 610-794-6700. You can find us on the web at pathstonesbyphoebe.org. Or we'll send out an invitation to one of our seminars. And I would invite you to join us at one of our educational seminars. They are free and no obligation. And I do not work on commission.
Right.
My job is to help people understand what the program is and to decide if it aligns with their long-term care goals.
So do they find out information about the educational seminars on the website?
Yes,
and
absolutely.
It's Pathstones by Phoebe, phoebe.org, because Phoebe's a nonprofit.
Exactly.
So pathstonesbyphoebe.org, and the phone number again was 610-794-6700. Great information, Cindy. You were fantastic. I really appreciate it. I think this is really worthwhile to look at as an option, especially for folks who want to stay in their home and for people who may want that extra level of security, knowing someone's their advocate and they're with them along their path and their journey, and for those bumps that we can't always predict. Thank you so much for coming. I really appreciate it, Laurie. Folks, I will be back next week. Next week, I am going to review old shows that we've had. So the takeaways from shows maybe over the past couple years. I like doing that every once in a while so you have an idea of the kinds of coverage that we have on your financial choices, the variety of topics that we have. So I'm going to take some takeaways, obviously not on all the shows, but as many as I can. So thank you for being here. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Cindy. Thank you, Lori C., for being here. Thank you, Shandi. Coming up next, we have Tom Druckenmiller within the tradition folk music. Remember, pay attention, be proactive, not reactive. Make the best of your financial choices and have a great week.
Thank you, Lori. I learn so much all the time, every Wednesday. So if you missed the program, make sure you can go to WDIY.org. Once again, WDIY.org. It's now 7 o'clock, and you are listening to WDIY Allentown. Your current temperature is 84 degrees.
Without passing a so-called bathroom bill.
And 40 years after his death, we recall the fame of Elvis Presley.
At that point, it was almost like saying Chevy or Ford or football. You know what I mean? You just don't think somebody like that would pass away.
Now, the news.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The mother of a young woman killed while protesting a white nationalist rally this past weekend in Charlottesville, Virginia, urged mourners to make her daughter's death worthwhile by confronting injustice. Susan Brose speaking.